Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I am not a jealous woman. I'm not a jealous woman, I'm telling you, I'm not jealous. I never get jealous, I've never been jealous before. I just, wait. Is that a woman coming in the room? Is that a, whoa, is that a pretty, where's a glass of milk? I need a glass of milk.
Yo, she's going to throw something. When she said, I'm not a jealous woman, I screeched. Are you kidding me?
I screeched. I went, what the fuck?
How unaware can you be?
Well, Kimberly, ooh, I'm going to write down an idea for a meme. Y'all, we're remote but goat. Welcome to Reality Gaze.
And the reason, it's a ridiculous reason, is someone is waiting for the delivery of their stand-up desk. And I'm not sure why it couldn't just be placed outside your apartment. Or I'm still unsure.
It's a very big desk. It's one of those standing desks. That because my fucking back's been hurting because we've had to do so much shit. We've been sitting all the time and I'm in my 40s. I can't imagine for you in your 50s how your back has been feeling.
Mine was delivered and it sat in front of my building until I got home.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
People steal stuff in my building. That's really the real reason. You're in a better neighborhood than me.
Yeah, there might be something to that.
I ordered I've had so many like shoes and things stolen. And so they can't get into our building. So they'll just fucking steal it.
Yeah, you need to give like UPS or our old building, the UPS guy had a key or knew the code.
Our mail person has a key. We don't have a code. It's like old school. It's just an old lock because our landlord's cheap. No one gives a shit about
this. No one gives a shit about this. Yo, this is reality, guys. If you just thought you just
just eavesdropped on some private conversation between two bored queens.
With back problems. I foam rolled for fucking 5 minutes before we started this show. I was just like going, ugh.
I gotta say, no one tells you about back problems.
No one.
Does. No one. My parents complained about their back, and I thought, oh, that's just because they're old. I'm sure that'll never happen to me, because I just thought, that's just my parents. Seems like this is a brutality of life.
I think it's the way, like, a lot of my women friends said, no one told me about childbirth.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, we need to start talking about our backs, America.
I agree. We need to start sharing. But here's the thing. If y'all are listening and you're like in your mid-20s and you can get up every day feeling great, fucking fabulous for you.
Great.
When you hit 40 and 30, your back will start to hurt and you'll say, I am now questioning everything about my mortality.
Oh, yes.
Because there is nothing worse than your back hurting.
I think that's probably what triggers midlife crises. Or
just your back pain.
Back pain. You just start going, whoa, holy shit.
My father used to complain about his back hurting, and my brother and I was like, oh, my back hurts. Me. I'm sure he wanted to slap the shit out of us. And I would have if I...
Y'all,
back pain is real.
That's where we are with it. That's our problems of the world.
This is
season 7, episode 6, part one, out of my system.
Out of my system.
By the way, did you get something out of your system yet?
No. One of my reliables had his COVID booster on Friday, and he's been out of commission. So COVID fucks me again.
He feels sick from it?
He said he took him out.
Y'all, this is a PS gay service warning, by the way, but a service announcement. Don't forget, y'all, we've been so concerned with the COVID. Get your flu shot.
Get your flu shots.
Poodle got the flu and it put him in a coma for 3 weeks many years ago. And
that flu wasn't fucking around.
It wasn't. And that's why he was at the age of mid-30s. So y'all, yeah. And he was healthy. So get your flu shot. It is a good thing to get. And
Get your COVID booster and your flu shot on the same day though.
Oh my God. My sister did that to me last year.
That's a good idea.
Because she's a nurse and nurses don't fucking care. So she's like, just do them both at one time. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, it's fine. I had the night shivers.
No,
like,
don't do that.
All night. So I recommend don't do that. That was not enjoyable. No.
Because this is where you come to Reality Gaze to get all your medical advice.
Hey, I was really proud that when we were in Chicago, which we had so much fun in our live show in Chicago. When we did the VIP, half of our people were either nurses or teachers.
Or wives of firefighters or policemen.
We had a couple, but really everybody there was like nurses or teachers.
It's true.
Though.
There were a lot of nurses and teachers.
Oh, the backbone of
classroom warriors.
Classroom and medical warriors. Anyway.
Amen. We love y'all.
Speaking of live shows, y'all, we're going. So get your flu shot, though, before you come see us live, because Poodle doesn't need the flu.
Nope.
Don't put Poodle in a coma.
I haven't had mine yet. I'm getting it at my physical.
Ah.
Yeah.
I've got to time it. They're talking about timing now because they think, I was reading on NPR, they think the flu is going to hit a little later this year.
That's what my doctor told me, and he said, we'll do it at your physical.
If you're because it doesn't last as long. So I'll let y'all Google about it. When's a good time to get my flu shot?
Again,
I don't want to disseminate information. Yes.
We are not the medical authorities here.
Follow my friend.
If your sister-in-law's doing all that.
I can ask her though, follow my friend, James, ask the NP. He has good information and he is qualified. Let's move on to this before someone sues us. Okay, let's talk about live shows. The Double It Tour is continuing.
It is underway. We kicked it off in Chicago. We had a great time. The costumes and the topics were always current, including the great Chicago Fire of 1871.
Very true. People are glad now that has been laid to rest. And so we know now.
Y'all, the problem was the reason of that, the Mrs. O'Leary and her cow were there to tell us the exact reason of the Great Chicago Fire. Hopefully things are.
There's pictures to prove it.
There are. Yeah.
So we're going to be, also, we have not, Tampa is, luckily, we know we're thinking of our sissies in Naples, Fort Myers, all of Florida, and in South Carolina, clearly.
Yes, where, lower part of the state especially.
We know that y'all have been going through it. Luckily, Tampa, we thought was going to get a direct hit and did not. So we're hearing Tampa's pretty good. From what we've heard from the theater and everything, we are still good to go for our Tampa show. So you can still get tickets for that as well. Remember that Saturday night is going to be Poodle's Extravaganza. We don't know what's happening in that show.
I'm starting to make plans.
And I'm starting to call attorneys because I think I'm going to need them that night.
You'll be fine. Just wear two pairs of underwear.
All right, y'all. Go to realitygaze.com for all that information or go to our Linktree link to buy tickets.
I've been talking to the tech crew. They're going to be they're not really happy with me and the fly system that I've ordered to do my Alphaba routine.
Wait, but remember, you can't use a fly system and lube at the same time. You'll slip out of it.
Yeah, that was kind of what they wanted to talk to me about. Yeah.
Just going to patch it down with butter. Because butter is good for everything.
There's going to be a shortage
of butter?
They've been talking about the shortage in this Christmas.
Oh, God. Now everybody's going to buy up butter, and we can't make fucking Thanksgiving anymore.
Maybe we'll be responsible for that, too.
God.
We did kill Phantom of the Opera.
I'm going to go home to my mother's in Texas, and she's going to buy all this butter in her freezer.
Butter? I have a whole thing right there in my freezer. It's a good idea. Butter freezes really well.
Y'all just don't get scared and buy shit.
Don't make a run on butter. We don't need that.
Okay.
But yeah, buy your tickets at, you can buy your tickets on our Instagram or Linktree. Or you can go to our website, realitygaze.com. It's not porn anymore.
It's not, thankfully. Sorry, I'm reminding all this stuff I have to do, and I'm writing it down. Okay, we have a big announcement. Some of you have heard us talk about kind of lightly on our shows that we're now kind of rebranding our premium content as Reality Gaze Plus. So what you're going to see coming up soon, y'all, is... hopefully by the time Love is Blind drops is that you'll be able to join, get premium content on Patreon, Supercast, and where else, Poodle?
Apple subscriptions.
Apple
Steve subscriptions. Steve Jobs. We're sucking that dick. Actually more Tim Cook, I guess.
I did.
Say my name.
Yes, true. I did ask the rep at Apple if Tim was single and if you could sleep with them.
I'd do it.
They nervously giggled, and then I got a letter from someone that said, stop. So that's the power of Apple. But anyway, y'all, if you listen to us on your Apple device, it could not be easier. Because Apple, though, doesn't give us options, it will only be the $8 tier of
the
our
$8
Patreon
tier
Supercast.
Is the only thing that's going to be available on Apple subscriptions.
So, but if you don't give a shit about video and all that kind of stuff, it really is everything that we have commercial free, all in one feed. You literally can pay for it with Apple Pay the way you buy an app on your phone. It's very easy.
So just to clarify.
Yes, that's going to be coming out. We're in the process of building it out, but just we know some of you Carl's wives. We got to get you some advance notice because then you're going to message us. Carl, what's this on my phone? I just got this app. This doesn't make sense. Yeah.
I can't field any more tech support questions this week.
Well, we're trying to do this because y'all, Love Is Blind, the new season is dropping on October 19th. And Poodle, what are we doing to celebrate Love Is Blind?
We are opening the vault.
We're opening the vault. That's not Poodle's bucket.
that's the dungeon.
No, it's
true. The dungeon is only for me and my daddy to go in and out
it's
of.
True. We're actually calling it Reality Gaze from the Vault.
That's right. From the Vault, y'all. To kind of celebrate season 3 of Love is Blind, we are putting on our free feed our first season of Love is Blind. The season that started it all.
Oh, the laughs.
With Cameron.
The tears.
Lauren, Amber, Barnett, Jessica's dog.
The drunk dog. We're putting it all out there. It's been about 2 years since it came out. So it's if you're already
Some of you found us through that.
Yes, so, if you're already on premium content, you know, but it's still it was such a great season. And for any of you, we really feel like if you're watching Love is Blind, great. But if you haven't seen the first season and you're jumping into three, you're missing out. You're missing out.
So good. Jessica's, remember, Mark, who's, I'm Jessica, who's 34. And Mark, yes, who's younger than me.
Younger.
Was he 26 or 24?
Yeah, I think like that. Yeah. She was really obsessed with it. I don't even remember anymore. But anyway, y'all, season two we liked, but season one was
no good. Season one was better. Thanks to Netflix, we were watching season three right now. I can make no comments, so don't come at me. No, because I'm afraid I'm going to say something about it, and they'll sue us.
We can just say it's juicy and good.
It's quite juicy.
Yes, we're very excited with what we've seen so far, and our Love is Blind will be dropping on October 9th. Love and Blind drops on Netflix on the 19th. It's dropping for us on the 20th at 12:01 a.m.
So we can create event television. Doom, doom, doom.
I don't know if that's going to be in sync since we're
it wouldn't be. Go. You ruined it. It's fine. Because someone had to have a standing desk. So y'all, if you only listen to our free feeds, you're going to get a little bit of a look inside our Love is Blind coverage. And I think we'll do this, especially because that content's been, it's over 2 years old.
Yeah,
And it's time. So we're going to be.
If you're on the Patreon and you're like, wait, I still haven't listened to that on there, then I can't help you. I can't help you.
And you've been, yeah, come on.
Come on. If you do want to listen to season three of Love is Blind, that will be at the $5 tier or the $8 tier of our Reality Gaze Plus content.
What's it starts at the $5 tier.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly. So I think, is that it? What other announcements? I'm done.
I do have one. You guys know in the past, we have covered Bling Empire, another Netflix binge. We weren't too...
Sorry. Okay.
In the past, we have covered Bling Empire.
Yeah.
Season two was an absolute debacle. We are all aware of it.
It was a turd in a box.
Yeah, and mostly because the editing was weird and we didn't know what was going on. Unfortunately, season three is dropping on October 5th, and that's before our tour happens, you guys. We've been trying to bank episodes just to go on tour, and I never thought they would announce this season so soon. I don't know what happened. It was only earlier this year.
Between Smothered, 90 Day UK.
Yeah.
That
being said, we're not going to cover season three. We are going to be offering an example, an episode of that season as a Bicurious episode for our Patreon at our $5 level. So you guys can watch it. You can talk about it in the Sissy Squad if you like, blah, blah, blah. We will not be covering the entire season. So season two really, really hit me on a sour note. I kind of still feel angry about it, honestly, because I love season one so much.
So much. And we want to say, if you watch season three and Kevin ends up making out with a man, please let us know and we will be covering that episode.
Send me a time code because I'm not watching the whole season. That's the way I feel about it. Guys, this is stuff like this probably will happen. We get to a point where either things get too busy or there's content we kind of want to cover more.
Well, it's
honestly,
like Southern Charm. I just talked to a Sissy last night. Sissy, Amy, and Emily, who are friends, I was at their house having a game night. And I said, she mentioned something Southern Charm. And I was like, how is it? Because we haven't even watched. And she said, oh God, it's horrible. The show's so dead. She's like, I'm so glad you're not covering it anymore, but I'm still watching it. And we feel
watch
like
it all you like.
That's
we're
great.
Just not cover
we
it.
Feel like we like to cover things that are fun. And so we don't want to be, even though we bitch about, like, we still like, we've really enjoyed Hey this season. So we just always want to have some fun and joy. Cause we know we're bringing your eyeballs to that. So not to pat ourselves on the back, but I am y'all, we're making a decision for the better of you.
So yeah, and we also have to. We can't be overworked. Like we're already at that edge, especially going on tour.
Yeah.
And we had to look at our schedule, and realistically, it's not going to work.
Yeah, not going to work. So,
I still need to sleep. I know it's shocking.
When when producer Christina, who works all the time, sends me a text and says, why are you up texting me about work? I'm like, you need to, you do too much. When producer Christina is coming at us, that means
she never sleeps. That bitch never sleeps.
That means we need to slow down. All right.
So, okay. I think that's all the announcements. Let's just get into that. Not bad. 17 minutes.
We're going to go to a commercial. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Let's jump in. Okay. Look, humanity. Oh, beautiful.
Like, beautiful. What is the word? I liked it when even he correct the his like father was there and they're like, look at this big fish. And even Andre's like, they're mammals.
That was there's no word in
there's no word in the Romanian for manatee.
I have to say, Andre, he is a great dad, and just watching him hold their daughter, and he was like playing with their hair.
I wanted him to hold me that way.
Oh, see, it kind of made me want like children, but no, you took it there. Okay,
I wanted him to hold me like his child.
Wow,
but nothing familial about it.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. Yeah,
he could impale me on his dick like a ventriloquist dummy, and I just dance around.
Wow. You've got to get laid like before we go on tour. Please.
Dance, puppet, dance.
Wow. And we wonder why they didn't respond to our Tampa request. Shocker. Shocker.
Oh, Lord. I don't give a fuck. So they're telling dad, the father should really be a politician.
Oh, for sure.
Andre's father, because he's like, you know, sometimes people have family problems that are not easy to be solved. And Andre's like, yes, Charlie's the bomb. And the interesting thing that Libby said, and I think this just kind of tells you where she's at with her family. The older I get, the more I'm discouraged by my family. And every time it's like being at a really loud party and everyone's just shouting at everyone. And I think
that was
a lot
such
of
a
us,
beautiful description.
Yeah.
She said, I just want to add to that. She said, a loud, crazy concert. She said, you can't even hear your own thoughts.
Yeah. And that she kind of nails it because Jen and Becky are always on her about something and she doesn't have time to talk.
No, they don't. They don't validate or listen to what she says. I also think that when you have your own children, it, A, changes priorities, but also you see even more of the, and well, I don't know, I don't have kids, but I mean, with my nephews I was close to, though, I appreciate some of the great things that my parents did, and then I see some other things now at my age where I just go, yeah, that probably wasn't the healthiest thing, whether they did their best or not. I don't want to excuse it or not, but different people have their different, I just think you see that, and it's so, and the reason I'm bringing this up is, the narrative coming from her family is all Andre's controlling
Andre's
her.
Andre's taking you from us.
I'm not getting that. Are you?
No. It's the same. It's like they recycled dialogue from two seasons of Happily Ever After ago. Yeah. And also the situations have changed so much. I'm going to talk about that more. But let's go to the saddest birthday party ever. With the Gorgons, Butthole Brigade.
Butthole Brigade. Oh.
And Vegetable Lasagna, Becky's husband, is there.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam's like, I'm not sure. I've invited Libby, but I'm not sure she's coming. And then they're all like, so do you guys think that he's told her not to come? No, she's outright said she's not coming because she doesn't support Charlie's drinking. So I don't understand why it's constantly about him.
I do. We saw them when we saw like their first season, Pam, the mom, was on there. But with this, we haven't had her really until now. I really think, not to be a finger pointer, but I think we're seeing that this all comes from the mom. Like the way the girls act and the way they treat one another. Because yeah. Pam, did you see how Pam just sat in the corner acting like, I don't know. Do you?
Oh yeah,
do you
she think plays the victim.
She would not. She plays the victim, and she kind of does this insidious getting. I bet you she is the reason why her girls have competed with one another.
100%
all along. And all along.
No, you can already tell by the way the sisters talk about their mom. that the mom is a sore subject for all of them.
Yes.
And it is totally a not a healthy relationship. And mother has probably been in and out of their lives for certain times. And I guarantee you there were issues there.
And because Becky tries to tell her, she's like, you weren't, because it's weird. It's like they, Becky said, you weren't there for the barbecue, mom. Like I, Becky and Jen both say they have PTSD from that themselves. And they said they understand why Libby is so hesitant. And so they almost give a good excuse, but then the mom keeps saying though, but sure, Andre's not, it just.
And whether you believe them or not, if someone has PTSD from anything, you guys, it doesn't matter. So they are telling their mother, her children are telling the mom, we have emotional issues about this, what we saw. And she's like, but I don't know why you can't show up for me. She is invalidating their pain, and that's a mistake. She's the one being an asshole here. She's not listening to them, and the sisters are having to capitulate to their mom because of some kind of family obligation that the mom won't shut the fuck up about.
I think this is about mom realizes. Guess who was Chuck always the closest to of all of their children this whole time?
Libby.
No. Well, but probably even more because he worked with him, Charlie.
Yeah, probably.
Even closer. When we first look back at old seasons of Night, it was Chuck and Charlie. They were like fucking Roscoe Pico and that other guy. So now that Charlie is estranged from his father, now mom swooped in and she said, now I'm the good parent.
Yeah.
Your dad's a bad parent. And I think she is, because the dad has controlled everyone with money. They've all
That's
kissed
true.
Chuck's ass because he owns a business. And I guarantee you, Pam and Chuck fucking hate one another.
But they really do.
I think it's all divorce dynamics of parents.
So she's so you guys don't let them rewrite history for you. Libby has said herself, and so did the other two Gorgons, that they weren't going to the birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're rewriting history and blaming Andre. Which is,
because
that is typical storyline.
They were literally not going to come.
Yeah.
They just switched in a week. So why is she suddenly being controlled and you're being so brave to show up?
It's this misplaced outrage. And so I'm like, let's make this party an opportunity to shit talk Libby and Andre. And so we're getting to the point where these two major cast members aren't even there. And are having a party about it.
I said this at the live show, and I think
it's true. Speak it into existence.
No, I'm telling you all, get ready. I said this on the live show for those. Now that Chantel, we don't know what's happening with that family. Now they're getting divorced. Get ready for the family, Libby. I think it's coming.
And then you hear a little dust up and the sound of hooves against pavement. And Charlie and Megan and their brood of no-neck monsters show up. Do you know where that's from? Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, where Maggie the Cat's like, and all those no-neck monsters of his brothers. She calls them no-neck monsters.
That's gay. That's real gay.
That's the first thing I thought of. And I'm like, look at all those no-neck monsters.
I wonder if other men make as many Maggie the Cat references as you do.
Really, I wonder if many, many men make as many Haley Mills references as you do.
So the party, everybody. That was a read.
So Charlie shows up.
It was smart to show up with the kids because there's going to be hopefully less drunk. But it was interesting that he brought his kids and neither of the
No one the bought their kids.
Did. No.
Yeah. And this is the first time I think we've seen Charlie and Megan's kids on the show.
I think so. It's the first time we saw one of Jen's daughters on the show, because I don't think her husband wants anything to do with the show.
The husband doesn't want to be on the show.
Because I think he's a person. I think people said he's like a kind of famous radio.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you not wanting to be associated with this. But, you know, again, if Libby was being controlled or wasn't being, Libby could come to this by herself. She can come to this without Andre, even though she knows. And she's done that. Basically, that's what Libby has done this whole time. So I don't know why the narrative is suddenly, because Charlie's jumping on this bandwagon. He shows up and he's like, he's coming. He's like, I just want answers.
Why'd y'all cancel Charlie?
Why'd you cancel? And he's like, I know at the party, you were just talking about me at the party. And then Pam, this is where I went, oh, she's the instigator of all. She said, Did we talk about Charlie? I don't remember saying that.
Charlie, the mom said, you know, even though we were at the fight, even though you weren't there, there was a fight. So it's not you who's the problem. Mom
she
did
brought
all
it
this.
Up. Yeah. She brought up the fight. She brought up Charlie. Everybody else there was having a good, I just want to say, everyone else there was having a good time doing nothing. And she's the one who said, let's talk about fucking Charlie. But then she's like, I don't remember saying it. And even the girls were like, mom, there was there. And then they had this, like Becky asked him a really good question, Charlie. She said, things have been alcohol induced. And she said, have you ever looked back? And she did it in a non-judgmental, I got to give props to Becky. Becky really spoke to him not in a shaming way. She just said, do you ever look back and go, I think when I handled that, maybe I was a little too drunk. I think that's a good, fair question to ask someone. And Charlie, it completely goes over his head.
Well, what abouts it?
What about so-and-so? One time out of a million times, we're always drunk and it's always fun. What's the one common denominator?
And then he says, it's kind of pathetic after a while.
It's very pathetic.
And Charlie's like, in our family, alcohol's always like, you know, everyone's always drinking. And Jen's like, how do we think we interpret call the cops as soon as you show up? Again, he doesn't answer. Everything is avoidant. Everything is. And he refuses to even talk about it. And he says the common denominator. And then they were basically saying, is Andre a master manipulator? Did he smell fresh blood with my dad? Yes, he did all that. And he's like, but can you say that it was at least part of your part? He won't even admit that.
He won't even admit that. And I get where he is right in that, because he says everyone at this table has a beef with who? He's right. Everyone at that table has a beef with Andre. Mm-hmm. But they have a beef with him because Andre's not an angel. He can be controlling. He can be very like,
he's a bore. He's a misogynist.
He's a misogynist. But I don't think he is honestly a bad person. Where the rest of this family,
they're all
great people. So he makes this point that he has this beef with everyone. And I wrote, he has this beef with everyone because he's the only person that's been calling out your bullshit from the get-go and hasn't even accepted it. And that's why y'all don't like him.
One of the reasons they don't like him is he reminds them that they're not authentic.
Yeah.
Because he's authentic.
Andre holds up the mirror.
Yeah. They're fucking fake. They're not a well family. He basically says that. It's the reason that is the one reason why Libby and Andre are compelling is it holds the mirror up that this family is awful.
Yeah.
The worst of America. And that's all I've got about them. I'm glad.
Well, we get the whole thing from Becky. If I'm afraid one day I'm not going to be able to talk to my sister. And I went, well, it goes back to responsibility. They claim no. Charlie is acting the way that sisters act about when Libby comes at her own feelings of feeling bullied by them. They go, we're not bullying you. So the family, if you're around people who don't accept responsibility for anything, even partial, then those aren't people who actually care about you.
That is so true.
And you need to get rid of those friendships or that family member.
Always blaming someone else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about some more fun, or actually we should take a break
Joey, we're going to
go down and see the weird housewives of Bourbon Street. We are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Let me tell you how basic these friends are. Both Symphony and Adele. These two blonde women are so basic that the Chirons can't even tell them apart.
Yeah.
Y'all, I don't know if you noticed this, because why would you? You don't have to eat, sleep, and breathe this shit like we did. They mislabeled Adele as Symphony and mislabeled Symphony as Adele.
Yes, I thought, did I get it wrong the first time? You know, because I get shit wrong. And I'm like, but I thought Symphony was the really terrible friend, but I guess that was Adele. I didn't know. I just thought I was wrong. So I appreciate it when you said that.
That's,
and then I realized it doesn't matter if I mix them up.
That's how garden variety they are.
Yeah. Yes, y'all. Again, as Poodle said before, the Real Housewives of Bourbon Street.
And we've got a new Ukrainian Wish version of Yara who's joined them.
Yes.
Who's got the full coat hanging off the shoulders.
The Kim Kardashian jacket look.
It's like she's studied Yara and trying to be her. Watch out. Don't boil a rabbit on her, honey.
No, I will say, we've seen this before, but I think they've just circulating more that the pictures of Yara before she had plastic surgery. And it's like, it's a stark difference.
No, it's another person.
But in a way, who cares? That's fine. I really like, the more and more I watch her, I really like Yara because she...
Me too.
She truly said, I want to make my life something. And she even physically completely reinvented herself. Which is totally 100% fine if you want to do... If you want to change your face, y'all, fucking change it. Do whatever you want to do. But I will say... I have to, this overarching theme, is this fraudacity that she wants to go travel without Jovi and not wait 3 weeks? I just have to call this out. I just feel like this is a silly thing to fight over, but maybe I'm being narrow thinking here.
It feels like heightened stakes for not a lot of reasoning. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm on Team Jovi here.
Okay, I am too. I didn't want to say it first, so you said it first. Come for Poodle first.
There you go.
But I agree.
I think even the Real Housewives of Bourbon Street are. They're just afraid.
And not Irina. She needs to get there.
She will do what she wants.
I don't care how you get there, but get there if you can.
That's the Ukrainian version of Get Here.
Yes.
Is that Olita Adams? I think it is.
I think so. So, but before all this, y'all, it's the green card interview.
We're going to get our green card interview. And Yara is, I cannot find the marriage certificate. The one thing we need.
One job, Jovi. One fucking job.
Typical. Now, I liked it when...
Jovi, I don't speak English. I don't know about documents.
That was my
Jovi.
Favorite. She's like, not for documents. I don't speak English.
I don't know, Jovi. That's for you to do.
And that's the thing. Y'all, that's why they work. Because she made that joke. He laughed. And they both realize how ridiculous both of them are.
They do.
And that's love. Honestly, if you feel you can joke around with someone and you in that moment... that person can make you realize how absurd the world is. That is a wonderful thing.
I don't know if it's love or not, but that is a mark, like actual studied mark of resiliency in life, is if you're able to laugh at yourself. That's another perspective that people like, maybe some people, their name rhymes with Shalal, don't have on this show.
Boy.
Wow.
You know, I thought we might see a different side of them season, but it continues to be just one very sad, artless version of Breaking the Waves.
Oh, yes.
and over again. Only the saddest Lars von Trier movies needs to be included.
Wow.
And this is sadder than all of them.
I don't watch his movies because I don't want to be sad.
This is sadder than Dancer in the Dark.
Is that a Lars von Trier movie?
It is.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder if he's happy and in real life. Like, he makes these super sad movies because he has so much joy.
Scandinavian. Yeah. It's just
cold. They're cold and unhappy.
It's not even that. It's a different sense of humor. I love a lot of filmmakers like that because things can be dark, but Lars von Trier really does. That's just his shtick.
Like, a new comedy coming from Lars von Trier, The Little Match Girl, just in time for Christmas.
from the man who brought you Dogville.
Yes.
Wow. And Antichrist. They're doing their green card interview, you guys, and of course they're going to be approved because they are the poster children of it, the green card process.
They are, and also of course they're because now
the baby,
but also now they can't just ship her back to you.
Exactly,
like they can't. So, because I think now it is Ukrainian people can get asylum right in the U.S. I think that.
I'm not sure. Maybe now they can.
I
after
feel like
the war.
Now they can. Maybe not when they. But it's not gonna. But what is sad about this? The whole point of this for Yara was to literally take her child that her grandparents have never, that her parents have never met.
Right.
Take her child to her home country to meet her family. And when Yara said,
do it.
She's like, the whole point of this, I don't even care now, was for me to go to see my family and to my country. And I can't even do that now. I miss my country so much. And I hate that it's coming out in this way, but it reminded me, remember like early 90 Day Fiance? Like there was a lot of, oh, is that me or you?
That's you.
Oh, don't pull over, y'all. Don't pull over. That's me. But remember like with Max, not Max, but Matt and Ala, and so like she talked a lot about missing her home country and
right.
her sister came up. We don't get that storyline a lot anymore. There's so much more ridiculousness of people talking about the bullshit. We don't get a lot of people missing their home country on 90 Day anymore. So it just, it was nice to, I think that is such a hard thing that people do.
I think we do still get some of it. I think a lot of the people we've been having more frequently are people who are happy to be out of their country.
Yeah, maybe that's
true. So I even Yara said, I would have come to the U.S. I'm here because I love you, Jovi. So I think that's the big difference.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, she never was a big like, y'all, remember where you were when she told Jovi's mother, Mama Jovi, that she said, and people think that Americans are just stupid
well, she
and
said,
loud.
I've heard a lot of you, Jovi Chad, I've heard a lot of Ukrainian women, they had to take the money. And she said, and I've heard that all, and it's like the rumor that all Americans are stupid.
That was brilliant. Brilliant.
So y'all, they're approved. It's all good. She also got a 10-year card, which is better than the 2-year, which I think probably Andre got.
Yes. And so she got a 10-year card because I think after that she can apply for her citizenship.
Yeah.
She wants to. So
she's basically said, as soon as I get that card, I'm leaving. And this is the big deal is that Jovi's like, what about, I'm going to go to work. What happens when I come back from work, Yara? And
he's only gone, like he's gone sometimes,
3 weeks.
He says, for like a month or two.
Yeah.
He's only gone for 3 weeks.
That's
not a long time.
There's two ways to look at this. It's fraudacity or she wants to go without him that she thinks he would just be kind of a, I feel like they're using this to ratchet up stuff.
I feel like too, because wouldn't you want your family to, I would want to go over there with the family. I know I believe they have met Jovi, correct?
Yes, I think so.
Because then when they were traveling internationally, they met Jovi.
Definitely.
But just to see your daughter with her, I would want to see as a parent, how is your husband with the child? Like, how are you doing in the unit?
And I don't want to discount the idea that she wants to go help her country and everything like that. But it does seem like it would be 2 weeks and you could go with your husband.
Can I also say, what can she do by going?
Well, she said she could help, but you're right. I think part of that is the issue, is that she feels powerless.
Yeah,
and
she just wants to do something.
I think he'll convince her not to go. So I think even he's said things like, you know, Yara's not thinking rationally right now. And he's right. When you see your country at war, all your friends, and you get the frantic phone calls,
you're
not going to think rationally. It's all emotion.
Yeah, you're not. You're not.
So I get it, but I think hopefully he'll prevail on her to wait and then go. And she also probably thinks she needs to go there immediately before things get worse. But I don't. I think this is all a little trumped up, personally.
Yeah, I kind of think so. So they get the green card. Of course, Jovi's like, I'm ready for a drink,
Yara. I'm ready for a drink because it's 11:30.
And so Jovi said, it's 11:30. Wow.
We're going to go have lunch with the plastics.
Remember how we were in the airport and we were going to Chicago and it was like 7 a.m. and people were getting like not just beer, but like full on Jack Daniels drinks. And we were both like, how do people do that early in the morning in the airport? Jovi.
Yeah, but a lot of the other thing is people don't really wouldn't know what time they're on sometimes.
I know, but 7. So, that's true. Maybe they're traveling. But
it does seem a jacket 7 o'clock in the morning is something.
I'm more not judging. I'm more kind of impressed, actually. But anyway, yes. So Jovi is, he's a little bummed because he wanted to go out and celebrate. But of course, Yara said, where are my girls at? And so Jovi said, well, I'm going to join you anyway. I'm just going to join up.
And what Yara wants to do here, because Yara does, she does need a time to talk about and commiserate away from her husband.
She does.
And these awful women let her do that, because I will say these are toxic friends.
Oh, 100%. They're terrible friends for her.
And y'all, you know what? I think we're just going to start this, and I'm calling it now. Welcome to another episode of Reality Gaze Theater. Bubba's to the edition show. Gong, gong, gong. Gong, 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 gong.
I have to ask.
That a cool show?
That a go. For the, I would love to see the little intros they say for, you know how the housewives say, like, I'm serving up Berman, or I'm serving up Bourbon Street. But there's no voodoo in my whatever.
I might be, I love mufaladas, but I'm not flotta. Nothing about me is flat.
Wow.
We do move on.
Beignet, done that. You can steal that, yeah. Andy Cohen. When someone comes for me, I say, beignet, done that.
Done that. I have a saying, let the good times hoe.
Yeah, you're welcome. We just wrote that for you.
Lazy le bon temps. What? Sorry, I wasn't listening. Okay. All right, let's
lazy le bon temps. Sounds great. I love to be lazy.
Okay, all right, everybody.
Awful.
We're gonna do this. You just tell me what to do. This is your idea.
I'm gonna let you be the women. So great. This is all fun for you.
I'm just gonna be a hydra, yeah, blonde women.
Three-headed.
Yeah, I wish I had puppets.
Just sit them on your head.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And action. Hey, girls, I want some food and some drinks. So I'm here because Yara got a green card. So we're going to hear me talk. And like, I know it was like a girls' party, but
yeah,
I heard
was a
party.
Girls' drink, but look who's here. Jovina.
Don't say that, but you know, I don't give a shit. That was like one time I dressed up in college and I was like a girl and like some guy tried to get with me and that wasn't cool. Like, I don't know.
I imagine what you did in college.
But we both drank lots of beer after, and like, he's one of our friends now.
Don't promise me with a good time, Jovina. Don't do it. Now,
you know, Symphony, I mean Adele or whatever your name is.
I am a Symphony. You know my name is Symphony. That is Adele. Look.
You look just like that tryout I used to date.
What? Oh, my God. I know so many tryouts. Oh, my God. Do you know Amanda or Jennifer or Haley or Kaylee?
They
or
all
Kenzie?
Passed out my frat. So,
oh, my
yeah.
God. Small yeah, world. All. Anyway.
You know, I need a hurricane. So
sure. Whatever you want to. Oh, my God.
I really need y'all to like help me convince Yara not to go to.
I'm another person now because I have the dream.
Okay. I really need you to help me convince Yara not to go to Prague.
Why are you controlling, Jovina? Why are you controlling?
I don't know.
Stop controlling her.
I just want to protect my. I want to protect my wife because that's what you do.
This feels toxic. This feels too much masculine energy. This is girls' trip. You are bringing. You need to be supportive of your woman, Jovi. This is the 23rd century.
I'm gonna be back. Yeah, it is. I'm gonna be back in like 2 more weeks. And so I don't think that's really the problem.
Yara told us it was 3. And 3 weeks, do you know what can happen in 3 weeks? Women can, like, rule the world in 3 weeks. So there's a lot we can do without.
Okay. Thank you, Adele. And thank you, like, whatever your name is.
She has way much more cheek filler than me. And her boobs are way bigger than me.
And I'm going to need y'all to stop talking about your boobs and stuff like that. Because now, like, y'all were talking about it. And, like, Yara wants some done. And, like, you can do anything you want, but like, stop like whispering your ear and shit.
Oh my God. Now you're controlling your body. You are such a pig. You are a sexist pig, Jovi. Can you introduce me to one of your fraternity friends, though?
And scene.
Oh.
So, y'all.
That felt good. That brought up a part of me. I think I could have been a slutty fraternity girl, y'all.
For sure. For sure. I wanted to be one. God. God. I gave enough blowjobs in high school or in college to be one.
God, I'd get a sorority tattoo right on my back, just right there.
So, yeah, y'all, nothing was helpful.
No.
Even though I kind of see Jovi's point here, and they probably should try to, because at least a woman who's a woman traveling with a daughter, she won't be just on her own.
No, because when Yara says, I don't know, I think Jovi has a bit, this is a trust. Why does he not trust me? Because her friends are saying that. This isn't about trust at all.
He's so worried.
There is a war going on in another country that he's worried about you getting killed or drawn into a war.
And I think when it comes to his wife and his daughter, he feels very powerless. And for straight men, you guys, if you're listening to this and you're a straight man, you won't understand this, but straight men very rarely feel powerless. And you would be threatening Jovi with feeling powerless.
Yeah.
And he's just going to rail against that.
No, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, again, I don't think he's wrong.
No, I don't think he is either.
Let's end on a shitty note. with a trip to the fertility clinic. A trip to the fertility clinic has made a new girl of me.
Okay, we need to talk about Dr. Cheekbones, a.k.a. Dr. Human Ken Doll.
Someone had some work done.
What's it? Did that guy die, the Human Ken Doll?
No, I think he's still alive.
This guy, y'all, I'm all about doing what you want, but this guy, it actually, because they got the worst profile of him when he was talking. Like, he looks okay.
It was not good.
Head on.
Yeah.
Like, on the side angle, oh, man.
The cheek implants were rough.
Oh, boy, it was just filler after filler. Oh.
He looked like one of those claymation characters in all those Rankin Bass specials. It was not good. Not good.
Wasn't good.
So, y'all, Shida's brushing her teeth, which I wrote down, this is a process. And the dentist said, you're going to brush away your enamel. My mother was warned about that, too, because she obsessively brushes her teeth, which tracks. For anyone who's listened to the podcast.
There's a lot of people that do that. Now,
but now she brushes her tongue too much.
Your mom does or Shida?
No, Shida.
Oh, yeah. And I went, did we just spend 5 minutes on a storyline about Shida brushing her tongue?
We did.
Is that where we are now?
Yes.
Producing this
segment? That's right where we are.
So I wrote, this tongue brushing segment is a metaphor for how dead this storyline is.
I'd also like to say, their storyline, I think the Yara Jovi storyline, the only thing that makes it interesting, they would have no idea that this was going to happen, but is the war in Ukraine.
Oh, for sure.
Without that, I don't think, and thank God, I think Big Pred and Liz are pretty dumb too. We don't cover those, so oh well.
I mean, just in the previews though, her parents look like something.
Those are grandparents.
Oh, they're grandparents. Yeah. But how am I?
Yeah, it's something.
But I just feel like I'm this storyline. I just feel like we have a sissy who like lives in their same neighborhood who messaged me. All, she's like, we're going to a neighborhood barbecue today. I want to see if Shida is alive.
I get a pit in my stomach every time I watch. So she's talking to Utris, her best friend.
Yeah.
And they're talking about
who's
the baby
in
stuff.
April.
Yeah, hopefully, finally. Hopefully we can see. Finally, Shida has an ally.
Thank you.
So she's like, he's not comfortable with having kids right now, and she's like, he's not taking any of my feelings into consideration. She's like, well, maybe we'll start when you're 40. Again, y'all, what he has said, nothing gives us any indication he wants to have more children.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
And I appreciate what Utris is saying. She's like, look, he's not taking your feelings into priority. But also, then she said, She was like, girl, let me tell you some tea. And she said, I have a friend. I don't know whether she made this up. Sometimes it sounds like, because sometimes I do this when my friends come to me for advice. I don't mean it to lie, but basically I know they can't hear it if I talk about them. So
no,
they say,
it is a very good tactic.
And I'll say, I have a friend. And she literally has a friend who's in the exact same particular situation as Shida. And she was like, he basically said he wanted, and then one day he just up and was like, nope. And he just kind of left. And
ghosted
she goes,
her. And Shida was like, what?
And I went, Bilal would, especially if it wasn't on TV, that's the only thing that might keep him because he's so, so concerned about his reputation.
No, he would get annoyed and divorce her at like 43.
Yeah.
So she couldn't have any children.
Yep. Yeah.
No, let me be clear.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Tris.
Without an intervention, without him, her threatening him, there's no way he's consenting to having children.
No way.
He's going to steal her last years of fertility. And let me say that again.
Yes.
He's going to steal it from her.
Yeah.
Awful.
It's inhumane.
It's criminal.
It's the fact that he is pushing, he's fucking Lucy from Charlie Brown, pushing this football down the road.
Yeah.
That it's as if that there's that look.
Y'all, the birthday party surprise for Bilal is still on. I'll be in touch in our Facebook group about it.
God, please. But
we mobilize.
We've got to be realistic about this. Where, yes, women are having children much later in life. Science is an incredible thing. Yes. And so we don't want to make women feel already worse than a lot of them feel about that. But when you have to look realistically, there is a timeline. There is a clock. It does stop. It's almost like Bilal saying, well, we might not die one day. We'll just be, you know, we never know. Something can happen.
Let's think about it tomorrow.
Pay you next Tuesday, whatever. So it's the delusion and the way he gaslights her. He's just the worst.
This was something I actually, my mouth hung open at the end of this scene. So they're going
to the gaslit her in the middle of the doctor's office in front of the doctor. Yeah, go ahead.
So Bilal says,
wait, can I just say before you talk about the doctor's office? So she talks a great line when Shida said, look, I wanted a traditional marriage. He's the one that wanted a contract. So if he wants to get contractual, I'll take him to court. And that's the price of contracts. And I went,
he's going to have to pay.
Please do this, Shida. Please.
I tell you what, if we couldn't have a surprise birthday party for him, the next step would be bleeding him dry of any little bit of assets that he has.
You know what? I would almost start a GoFundMe if she decided to do it.
Yeah, I would. The thing about
involved.
It is,
we don't get involved.
I don't think he has two nickels to rub together. I think it's all either tied up in things, and that's all projection. It's all him trying to look like he's got tons of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, y'all, he basically is talking about, you know, she said, you know, it could be high risk. And he's like, well, here's the thing, Shida. You're already technically high risk, whether we did it now or not. So let's just wait because it gets better, I guess.
It'll just improve. You're like a fine wine. No.
Your eggs actually mature.
She has that period every 21 days instead of 28, she's losing eggs.
Your eggs ripen like a nice blue cheese.
What a fucking monster.
The worst part is he knows everything.
He knows it.
Is
he
garbage.
Knows it.
Yeah. And so Bilal's like, this is the weirdest thing to be here. We haven't even started trying for kids. And so they're in there with the doctor, y'all. And so Bilal's like, so here's the thing, doctor. We just got married like a couple months ago. So like this
here.
Woman's crazy. He's doing everything but looking at her and rolling her eye and going, woo, 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 woo.
That is exactly, yes.
He's doing everything but that to the doctor. And so she says, he's like, well, 37. And he's like, that is what we call here advanced maternal age. And that's my friends who had kids late would love to tell me the story of them going to the doctor and having it stamped on a page of advanced maternal age. And that's how we do it in this country. It's not kind. It may be scientific, but it's definitely not taking account what a mother needs at that time for emotionally.
I think it's hard. I think it's a very, and we don't hear a lot about people that are doing this well. But it is hard to, like, how do we support people and make them feel supportive? But also, because I think there are,
but
I
also
know some women get, in my
real.
Life that are like, that are literally coming to me at like, that are 43 years age and say, we're just going to let things happen naturally. And I'm like, that I worry for you, because that's not, how do we do this in a realistic way? We don't know. We're two gay men who don't want children.
Right.
So I hope there are, the whole reason I bring this up, I hope there are places that women do feel supported with this line to walk. That's all I hope.
Yeah. She's not going to get support with Bilal.
No.
And he's so, the doctor's basically
saying. Can I just
say,
Dr. Cheekbones, I wish he would call that out, because I don't really feel like he did. I feel like he kind of just tiptoed it, and maybe he gets this a lot, but just said, well, this is something you both need to discuss. And Bilal said, so you're agreeing with me? And he's like, well, I'm saying you need to have a discussion if you want to have a child or not. And Bilal's like, I'm right.
The
right?
entire conversation, he was basically saying, this is something that needs to be talked about, and you guys need to decide what time is right for you. And Bilal's like, so you're saying it's best, what I'm hearing
I'm
is,
right.
It's best to wait a couple years.
But we should wait, because I'm right, doctor, right? And I went,
the doctor goes, well, if you can't come to an agreement, maybe.
I wish you would have said, oh.
What? Well, but you saw the doctor's face, like, I don't want to wade into anything.
I know he didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wish he would have said, the longer she waits to have a child, the harder it's going to be to have children. I wish he would have said that.
It makes me kind of long for the days of what's her name? Josh and Ica's fertility.
Oh.
Who went? You better have that baby now.
Now.
Yesterday is too late.
That's what
you're old.
That's what Shida needs. She needs that just fearful,
that
that's
awful woman.
She needs that for Bilal to hear. Yes.
You're wretchedly old. You're 30. You're 38 years old. You're disgusting.
I forgot about that takedown. Y'all.
You're a crypt keeper. That's what this doctor basically told Ica. And Josh, you're fine. We'll reverse your vasectomy. It's fine. Your eggs are problematic. I don't know what we're going to do for you.
And then Ica left and was like, it's not on me, it's on him. And we were like, what? You didn't hear that?
So we do find out. Now, this is something, we're wading into something we don't know anything about. But she's like,
Speak for yourself.
I'll let you speak between the peculiarities of a 21-day period or a 28 to 30-day period.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. No, I'm sorry. Didn't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea. I thought it was kind of like a lunar cycle, like a month. 21 days did feel short to me, but I don't know. So again, don't come at me. I don't know. But
when Nurse Jan started talking about periods and sex ed and all that kind of stuff, I was just thinking about dicks.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah. Sorry, Nurse Jan. I was not paying attention.
She's like, that maybe we need to do some blood work today. And of course, Shada says, oh my God, it may be me that I can't even have children. And it's still that Bilal, Bilal is just looking so smug the whole time. Like, I definitely have her convinced to wait. And I'm just going to keep kicking that can down the road. And I still think that motherfucker got a vasectomy. I still believe that. And I'm terrified of that reveal, but I just have this feeling.
I don't know if he'll ever reveal it.
Oh my God.
Oh, I hope if he did, I hope it is revealed. But
I still can't believe he's doing the show for Happily Ever After. He must have seen the hate he got before he signed on to do it again.
I think when you're it takes a lot for a narcissist, because you always think you have control when you're a narcissist, mm-hmm. and you think, I can redeem myself. I can show them. That's what a narcissist, that's kind of the horrible thing about someone who's classically a personality disorder narcissistic, but it's also kind of beautiful that a narcissist will usually show their ass because they think they can control the narrative. So that's the only thing actually that would kind of lead to a Bilal birthday party probably is him, Grandma Hazel said, him showing his ass.
If that vasectomy is revealed, I'm getting a bus. And I'm going to take everyone down. I'm going to pick you up.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. You bring your party favors, and I'll bring a bunch of mine.
All right, everybody, that's the show. What is this music coming from? They changed the music, and it sounds like I'm going to kill you music. What is it now?
We're coming for you, Bilal.
No. That last prank,
you will not expect it.
Go to realitygaze.com to our website. You can click on our Linktree link to get tickets to our The Double It tour on our Instagram or on our TikTok, yeah, everybody.
Start a whole other new
We're
Facebook
not even
group
doing the normal ending. Y'all, Lonely Hearts, it doesn't matter. I'm fucking ending this show before we get sued. We'll see you
Call me, y'all, if you want to be on the bus for the Bilal surprise party tour.